Hello, everybody. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, and the founder of Seek Truth from Facts Foundation and the China Writers Group. I have something really cool today I want to show you. It is a piece of history. It is a piece of history that I got when Evelyn and I were back in China during the month of May. And here it is. Ta-da! This is an original little red book by Mao Zedong from 1970. And I know there's reprints. In fact, this book, the Five Philosophy Essays by Mao Zedong, was reprinted in 2008. It has sold probably hundreds of millions of copies. But I know this one is for real because of several things. First off, you can just tell by looking at the paper, etc. Looking at the old binding, you know how, and also just, you know, I can the owner's name is he wrote in the back. His name is Xu Fengdong, the Phoenix of the East, Mr. Xu Phoenix of the East, and he has his his chop in the front, that his seal that he put in the front that says Ex Libris Xu Fengdong, and there's the great quote in the front, you know, to set it off. Proletariat people of the world, unite and rise up. There's a poem, and unfortunately, it's just too small for me to even try to, and I don't want to bother the China Writers Group people to tell me which one it is, but it's a revolutionary poem. I do see where he's talking about in the last line, you know, long live the revolution, long live the proletariat, etc. But that's good enough. But here's the kicker. You can see here there is a page that has been torn out. Now, the story behind this, of course, is that Mao Zedong wanted Lin Biao to eventually take over for him when Mao passed on. And unfortunately, Lin Biao was killed in a plane crash. It's all shrouded in mystery, a small plane with his family. And it was, he took off for the Soviet Union. And the scuttlebutt is that he tried to cause a coup, and he couldn't wait to take power and all that. That is highly disputed. Mo Bogao and Dong Ping Hong, two China writers members, and I'm pretty sure Peter Mann also say, although Dong Ping and Mobo were there, you know, in China during the Great Leap Forward, during the Mao era, the Great Leap Forward, and the Cultural Revolution. So they were actually there, and they say that they don't think that's true, that he was too much of a patriot to do something like that. And that what really happened is everybody knew that he was sick. He had cancer. And they think that, of course, Mao said, no, I don't want you to go, hoping that he, you know, would survive long enough. Cause he didn't want his successor to leave the country. And that, so he took off in desperation for medical care, for better medical care at that time. You know, the Soviet Union had better medical care, you know, chemotherapy, radiation, stuff like that. So this is really, really cool. I'm going to post this. This is also in English. I'm going to post it, the PDF in this link below, so you can read it. It's very famous. It talks about topics that have enthralled people for decades and decades and decades, and you, when you read, and when you, you know, the five essays on philosophy, and it's, you know, his two famous ones, his essay on practice and his essay on contradictions, and then the correct handling of contradictions among the people. Not only in China, millions and millions of people have been inspired by these writings because they really effectively explain, you know, why people differ, why people don't get along, how to handle all these contradictions. And even, you know, the question of industrialists and businessmen, two different types of contradictions. That's why he is so popular with business people in China, because his philosophies about society and politics are just as relevant as running a country and succeeding in business as it is running a company and succeeding in business as it is running a company and being profitable. The practice of economy, China's path to industrialization, concerning disturbances created by small numbers of people. You know, this happens in companies, this happens in corporations. The question, let me see, where is it? The place of antagonism in contradiction, the identity and struggle of aspects of contradiction. Everything in Marxism, Leninism, Stalinism, Maoism, Kemism, Hoism, there's a contradiction in everything, and it's really too it's sad that the West is so, Westerners are so brainwashed that they can't look at this, because it really, really answers a lot of questions. The question of national minorities. Well, there are minorities in companies and corporations and universities and schools and neighborhoods, etc. And so this book is really, really, really worth taking a look at. And so you'll have it in PDF form. There's a speech show that he gave also that's part four, and part five is Where Do Correct Ideas Come From? So I really recommend taking a look at it. I will cherish this for as long as I live. I'm not going to bind it. I'm going to leave it in its original form, even though the plastic cover has come off. But it's really, really, really quite special. And I would like to thank Mr. Shu at the shop. He sold it to me for 100 yuan, which is like $12 or something like that, which is well worth the money to actually hold in my hands something that is truly, truly, truly a part of history. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Writers Radio Sinoland, founder of Seek Truth from Facts Foundation and the China Writers Group. Have a wonderful weekend. We are here doing the same thing in kind of, sort of sunny Normandy on the north coast of France. Bye-bye.